SEL Extra.
I literally, I pressed the button, and that's when the call ended.
Oh, that's when I, yeah, that's as I read it, and I was like, oh, shit. And once you'd be outside, like, smoking inside, it's boop, 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 boop.
Nonstop. Fucking,
exactly. Like, let it go for minutes on end.
Turn off the fucking alarm.
You could do that back in the day, you know, you call someone's landline and just let it fucking ring, set your phone down and leave.
I would do
that. I think you could fuck them too, because if they picked it up, your line would be on there. So if they hung up, I don't, does that disconnect? I don't know how that works.
I don't know. I have no
idea. I don't remember how phones.
I don't either. I haven't used a landline forever.
Oh, shit. Remember back in the day, I had a fucking teen line for a while, as they were called.
A what? A teen? Oh, where you had, like, your own little separate phone number?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was the pimp shit, dude.
That's what everybody
I had to pay for it myself, though. My parents didn't... My parents didn't fuck around and buy us shit. You
no.
Know? Like, I remember the Sega Channel being, you know, for Genesis. And it was, like, I don't know, $10 a month or whatever. And I had to pay for that, too. I had to fucking... I started delivering papers when I was like, you know, 10 years old.
Yeah. I did like the TV guide. I delivered the TV guide.
I don't think that's a thing here.
No, it was called the Newfoundland Herald.
Okay, and all that was in it was the TV guide?
Well, there was, no, we always called it the TV guide because that's all I ever used it for, was the TV guide. But
what's on TV tonight?
Yeah, but it had everything else like a bunch of like columns and shit like that.
I do remember that shit though, when what was on TV was like in the fucking paper.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck. Now we got guides built into the TV.
No, I don't know who watches anything unless it's like live football or something. Watches anything live. I never watch any TV when it's on.
No, I don't. At all.
DVR all of it and fucking watch it later and skip all the commercials.
Pretty much.
So I see, looking at your shit here, dude, it's a, you know, the Mo Fudge deal. Your middle name's not actually Mo, is it?
No, no.
Oh, no. That would be amazing if it was. I mean, if your last name's Fudge, I feel like, why not just go fucking zany with your kids' names?
Dude, should've.
At least the middle name, you know?
I used to always tell people my middle name was Babar.
The bar?
Babar. Like the elephant?
Oh, I was going to say, like, for the fucking elephant?
Yeah. People would believe me, too. Like, one person called me Babar for about 2 months. I probably say more stuff than I should.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But it, a part of me doesn't really care. I don't know.
Yeah.
The last, like, when I used to do the Semi-Awesome podcast, like, I had girls stop talking to me. I would talk about them.
Oh, you'd talk about him on the show?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good thing I'm in, like, a relationship, because if I was single and, like, fucking random broads, I would absolutely be on here talking about it.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah.
Because why not?
I told a story about this girl who shit her pants. Turned out she worked with my buddy's brother, or my buddy who did the podcast sister. She found out. I had her
but that's not, I mean, like, that's the kettle calling the pot black right there.
It is.
I mean,
we've
nailed down that you've shit your pants a lot of times.
I have. Oh, yeah, dude.
So I don't think you can be talking shit to somebody about
well,
shit
no.
their pants.
No, that's true.
But, like, says who, the king of shit in this
pants? Yeah, the legit king. I shit my pants way too much than I should. But, I mean, it makes for a great story, right? Like, when you guys first asked, like, you got to tell a story about shitting your pants as an adult. It's like, which one?
Yeah, I think that's what you said.
Yeah.
We used to, I don't know where that came from. It was just like one episode we got on the subject and Rando and I told our stories of shitting our pants and it became like a thing. And I don't know, we just got away from it because the fucking listeners were like, yeah, you know, like, we're always like, yeah, we're going to ask every guest we ever have. And they're like, fuck yeah. And they're like, we get guests. It's like, well, I don't want to ask this guy. I'm not going to, we're not going to fucking ask JTG if he shit himself or fucking Derek Pierce, porn star Derek Pierce. I'm not going to ask him if he shit himself.
Well, man, they probably have the best stories though, especially a porn star.
Derek Pierce has definitely had like other people shit on him. I'm sure.
Gross.
Not like full, like intentionally, but I mean.
Oh, they might. Well, I mean, on his dick, probably. I've had shit on my dick before. It's ain't no thing. It comes off the wash.
That's whatever, right?
Yeah. Did I ever tell you a story about how, like, I ended up with, like, a nugget of shit on my dick and it turned out to a whole story?
Did you wipe it on her couch or something?
No.
On her bed?
It was the first time I ever done anal. And she said, do you like to get dirty? And I was like...
Hold on. You were giving or receiving?
First time giving? I was giving.
Oh, okay.
And I was like a deer in the headlights. Like, do I like to get dirty? What does that mean? And I was like, I just asked her. I was like, what do you mean? She's like, anal. I was like, sure. And so we did it. And then I went in the washroom and there was some shit on my dick that I couldn't find any soap. So I wiped it in her hand towel.
Uh-huh.
And then when I came back, I put my shirt on and I asked her for a couple smokes. And I went to leave and then she tried to give me a kiss. Now she went ass to mouth. Right? So I wasn't going to do that. I wasn't giving her a kiss. So I was like, no. I know what you just did. I'll just take the smokes and leave. So I just took the smokes and I left. And I went to Tim Hortons to get a coffee. And so I'm stood in the line. It was like 6 o'clock in the morning. And I'm just looking around. I look down at my shirt and it's just white streaks everywhere. And I was like, oh, the bitch wiped my cum off in my shirt.
Oh,
and so
I'm
in Tim Hortons with cum all over my shirt. Just trying to act normal. It's a Michael Myers Halloween shirt, so it's like black with Michael Myers and red on the bottom, which is rain and cum on top of them now. And man, I texted her and I unleashed. I was like, you dirty bitch. Not only do I've still got shit on my dick because you got no soap around, but you
fucking Michael Myers looks like you got fucking bukkake on your shirt.
Oh man, it did. I wish I still had love that shirt.
Well, I was back in the day. I was the fucking guy who would like. I would always try it. Like every broad I'd bang, I'd always try it.
Oh, I would try it. It never ever worked though.
Oh, I'd always try to fucking see if they'd go for it, you know. Because like once you nut though, you gotta wait till you nut, and then you can try whatever you want. Because
yeah.
If she gets pissed, then whatever. I mean, if she gets pissed and leaves, like that's perfect.
Yeah, I was like, well, you know what? Then you did exactly what I wanted to do.
She's made a quick exit, and she's not going to come back. Like, double win. Fuck
yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you already know it, so.
Oh, yeah. There was a time where this girl wanted me to fucking cuddle with her after, and I didn't want it. Like, it's not what I wanted to do. I wanted her to leave, and I wanted her to know that I wanted her to leave, but I wouldn't tell her that I wanted her to leave. So she was like, let's cuddle. And like to start this off, she told me before she came over, I was like, we're not going to have sex. I was like, okay. So we're just going to chill out, watch fireworks and shit like that, right? And,
sure.
And so like, when she was like, let's cuddle, I was like, no. It was like, in my head, it was like, I'd rather, it's 10 o'clock. I'd like to watch some TV or something. And so I was like, I'm going to watch a movie. She's like, well, I'm going to stay in your bed. I was like, okay, well, I'll be in later. I woke up around 4 o'clock in the morning. Bed was empty. She was gone. Never stole nothing. Everything was good.
Yeah. They always like got to make sure they don't steal anything. I don't like I never like to fall asleep when I had some random whore in my house because you never fucking know, right?
You don't. You really don't.
I'd always like hide all my shit before they came.
Oh, yeah. Nothing like, valuable is out in the open.
I would take my wallet, my cards, my check blanks, all that kind of shit and fucking stow it away somewhere.
That's the difference between mine and your age. You had blank checks.
I still have checks.
Fair enough, man.
No, I don't use them, and I don't go to the fucking gas station and write checks. I'm not one of those douches. Usually, I'm too lazy to even fucking go get a stamp and shit, so I just like drive over there and drop it off. But
see, that just it was because I was too lazy. I didn't want to write out a check every month, so I just sat down one night and wrote a 12.
Yeah, a year's worth of adulting done in one night.
Yeah, because I got the memory of a hamster, right? So like,
you have a pretty decent memory. You don't seem to. As far as like stuff that we do, like show wise, you seem pretty like you never forget. Like, hey, we took a break and leave shit in there that I've ever noticed or anything.
That you stuff had never like noticed, that. Yeah. No,
I mean, I may have had a co-host who fucking would randomly leave like breaks and shit. It's like, dude, listen to that. Like, get that out of there. You gotta fix that right now.
Yeah, his name may rhyme with Pando.
Not saying it was Rando, but
there's only been one other co-host.
It's a tough week for original co-host at Rando Commando. Tom Football? Petty died, man. He's what? Hardcore. He's like super into Tom Petty. Always was. Like, even when we were like 16, you know, and you're like, it wasn't even be cool to like something like that. And nobody would. He's like, you know, you listen to like fucking metal and all this shit. He's hard Tom Petty. Always has been. So
fuck, hey, that's sad.
He was pretty bummed about Tom Petty. I'm not a huge fan. I love the last DJ because I was a DJ and I felt like that was me. Like, I feel like I was the last DJ.
Jim because is the last
because DJ. There were people upstairs who fucking hated that I did all the shit that I did. And,
oh really?
Well, they weren't technically upstairs, but in the song they were upstairs, and in reality, mine they weren't upstairs.
In hierarchy, they're upstairs.
But yeah, I was like, I could say what I wanted to say, play what I wanted to play. Hey, hey, hey.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hey, hey, hey.
I've always liked the Last Dance with Mary Jane, just because, you know.
It's Mary Jane. Yeah,
but it's really slow and dreary, right?
Yeah, it's a cool slow song. I don't know what the video is about either, because he like gets a dead bitch and like dancing around.
Kim Basinger. Fucking being a dead bitch.
Remember when she was giving all of us bones back in the day?
Oh, man, L.A. Confidential.
Yeah. So you want to talk about the massacre in Las Vegas or what? But stuff we even too. Ralphie May died yesterday.
I know. Just like,
at 45. Like, man, it's like, I just like went and did another workout after that, dude. Like, I finished on my pedal thing and I was like, I saw that and I was like, dude, let me take another fucking round of pedaling. Fuck. Seriously.
Take a round from Ralphie May.
I mean, Ralphie May's fatter than I fucking am.
Oh, yeah,
by a margin.
Huge.
But still, I'm a big fat fuck, too. So, like, when I see, like, Big Black just died a couple months ago at, like, 45, Ralphie May, 45. I just turned 36 yesterday, and I'm like, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
It's
crazy.
It reaffirms it to me. It's like, keep on, man. I'm, like, down 45 since May, and it's just like, that's all the fucking... All the motivation I need to keep me through the rest of the year.
Keep on having big guy die. You know what I mean?
Just exactly.
Just keep me running away. Literally.
Yeah, he had a heart attack at 45.
But it was just brought on pointless. By pneumonia as well.
Really?
Yeah, he was battling pneumonia and it weakened him and he had a heart attack.
I mean... You're not, I don't know, dude. I mean, the dude had a heart attack because he weighed like 700 pounds.
Oh, yeah. But I think the pneumonia is what really just brought it down. It's like, okay, now you're done.
I mean, he had to weigh that much. He had to weigh 700 pounds.
He was, he was big because he was really tall, too.
Was he?
I think so. I feel like he was quite tall, like at least 6'1", 6'2". That's quite tall to me.
I don't know how he did it because, like, I watched that dude do like an hour set. Or something, standing. So I was like, what the fuck is this guy doing? How is he touring and shit? How is he on tour? Is he in a van? I mean, what the fuck? He's a big, fat fuck,
man. He's got to be on a bus.
Oh, yeah. I mean, did he make enough money to have a fucking bus for a tour?
He won the first year last Comic Standing, so.
Correction, he did not.
No?
He was second place.
Oh, to that little Chinese guy.
The Dat fan.
Yeah. The little
set
Chinese
the comedy guy. World on fire, didn't he?
Oh, Jesus. But it's just he was one punchline. Just the Asian stereotype. I remember him talking about pissing in the urinal.
Yeah, he did something about where he did like an impression of his like mom or his grandma. Like the Margaret Cho thing that she did back in the day. And he won that. And I was just like, that show's a fucking joke anyway. Dat fan.
SEL Extra.